HKX, mobile.
KO4 HKX, KO4 PXP. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm good, Lloyd. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm on vacation until next year, and so I'm pretty much been able to relax, just doing a few honeydews around the house. And like I said, today I brought some firewood in the house and put some more in the covered porch area, so that way I don't have to walk in the rain or bad weather if it does do anything outside like that. I went and put some blankets around the water tank in my camper, so that's pretty much what I've done today.
How'd you rate getting a year off?
I can only carry over 225 hours, so I was 7 days over, so I split those up between this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, since we're off Thursday and Friday, and then I'm off the 4 days next week, and then we're off a couple days after that for the New Year's, so it worked out that I get 2 weeks off by only taking 7 days.
Maximizing that time off.
Yep, I'd rather, I'm definitely going to get paid for that time instead of losing it, because like I said, we can only carry over 225 hours of vacation time.
If you carry that much, there's some places won't let you carry any.
Yep, that is definitely true. Like I said, and I've got almost 1,300 hours of sick time, which I'll never use because the way they've changed the policy, if you're even out for regular sickness more than 3 days, you have to go fill out the paperwork for the FMLA to protect your job.
Crazy. I mean, 3 days, I mean, seems a little quick to protect your job.
And I'm looking into it, like I said, just for general information, not that anything is going on, but I think they do it because it's a county job, and they, I guess they want to keep that transparency on the public side of it, to where you let somebody stay out and just with so many sick time and not go into FMLA to protect their job.
I guess it's there to do with what they want to, I guess. Not my place to say anything.
Mine either. And like I said, I'm not sure on all the guidelines on that. So I'm an IT person, not an HR person.
Most of the time, the computer don't talk back to you.
It's funny you said that. When I deployed to Iraq, the old Yahoo used to be able to knock on the computer and say hello. I was doing that to my wife, and like I said, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and so, and my daughter went and told my wife that there was somebody talking in the sunroom, and it was the computer through Yahoo going knocking on it, saying, going, hello, hello. Another funny thing is I put a motion sensor on the computer with the sound card and let it, when it detected that motion, it would go, hello, Tracy, and that's my wife's name, and she walked by vacuuming in the sunroom one day, and it goes, hello, Tracy, and she looked at that computer and just kind of got scared.
She's watching you.
She had me disable that very quickly because she said it got annoying.
My wife would not like that either.
Yep, definitely the biggest thing and the smartest thing to do now is any computer that has the built-in cameras, put something over the top of it or disable that camera just for the safety sakes of it.
That's like even your phone. Same thing with it. I know they make covers now to cover the cameras up when they're not in use.
stressed out. My daughters, when they were growing up in the teenage, and they were in our house, and we bought the phones, I would take super glue and glue over that and that part of the camera lens to keep from any stupidity happening on the phones.
That's a good idea.
Regardless of how much time you work on taking that super glue off, that film will never come off, and we didn't have any nail polish or stuff around the house anyway, and they just never had to worry about that issue.
That's smart thinking on your part.
Because unfortunately, with these idiots out here that will persuade a young kid to do something like that, and unfortunately, young kids, you know, they want to experiment too, and then if they're asked and to see what it's like, they'll do that. And so it's more so on the idiot that persuades them to do that, but they're at fault too.
Shame how people are taking advantage of kids nowadays and the things kids are exposed to that they shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's definitely a horrible situation this world's coming into. I don't get it. And I guess my thought is that the legal system has gotten too lax on situations like that, because there's no really harsh punishment if they do something like that.
On a lot of things, there's no, the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
I'll definitely make this short and sweet, because I don't want to definitely cause any kind of argument on this radio, because that's definitely not what, you know, it's about. But anybody that abuses a child, just give them over to the parents and let them administer that justice, and problem solved.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I know I feel that way about mine. If something happened, all I can say is hope somebody gets there before I do.
I've always said that if somebody abused our child, that it would be very smart for her to get to him first, because she would just shoot to kill him right there on the spot. You know, with my shooting that I've done in the military, I'll just pick them apart and make them suffer.
I'm with you, and we'll change the subject on that one. So have you done anything with your general license yet?
Searched a lot on radios, and like I said, I've definitely looked into, it definitely doesn't have anything to do with the general part of it, but I've looked at doing more with the DMR. But yeah, I've definitely looked more into what can be done with the general license on the different bands and stuff like that. So it's going to be a fun thing to do, and I'm going to, you know, look into start the soldering and learning the soldering and making some of my own antennas and go from there.
Who are you thinking about getting?
I looked at the ICOM 7300 and that Yaesu 991A. So both of those are definitely good. But the ICOM is actually, they say it came out ahead, like I said, so it's pretty much, you know, but definitely between those two.
What it boiled down to for me, and I chose the 991A because it had the 2 meter 440 on it, and 7300 didn't.
The 7300 does not, I think I saw the lowest it goes is what, 6 meter?
I believe that's correct.
Well, on that part of what I can probably do is there, if I just wanted to talk on 2 meter, just you'd crank back up my little HT on that part of it. Like I said, but definitely, you know, that's definitely the two that I'm looking at.
It will be a good radio for you. Like I said, for me, I wanted everything in one place because of space confinement. But that was pretty much the only reason for going with the 991A over the 7300.
Yeah, that's Wednesday, I'm going to, at some point in time, hopefully, it'll definitely have to be tomorrow, because Friday's going to be out of the question of doing anything like that. I'll go to the address of the person that you sent me the their call sign and address on, so I could look it up on QRZ. I'm going to go by and look at their that 7300, because he has that and the antenna. I think he was going to sell to me. So that way, we'll look at that and see how it goes. And I've got 66 feet of a tree line to be able to hide the antenna in. So if it's any longer than that, then we definitely have to figure something else out, because the rest of my property is on the, goes back. There are trees on that, but it's on the other side of my fence that my neighbor, they would see me putting it up.
Well, I kind of, what bands you want to work, I guess, would be the best thing to say. But 66 feet might be a little hard to get some of them in, unless you're going to go with a wire antenna anyway. But the wire antennas are so small, they're hard to see. So that's the advantage they have.
Yeah, it was a wired antenna. It was pretty much, I think what he said, it was an inverted V, but he has his, like, I think he had it like 160 something feet that he had it string. So I'm not sure if that's going to be an option to reduce it down that much and still get the reception of stations.
Hey, Skex. You got a couple different options with most of those antennas, like L-shape. So there's a couple different options that you can kind of play around with and make, see what you can make work.
Yeah, definitely the biggest thing I'm going to do is, hire somebody to take the president from the HOA that lives right across the street from me out to dinner and pretty much keep her there all day so I can put it up without her fussing about it.
I don't know what to say about that. I've never had to deal with an HOA, and I hope and pray that I never have to. But didn't ARRL come out with something that HRA couldn't stop you from putting up an antenna?
It was something that actually come out that was part of that. Like I said, it's just kind of iffy. You're still at the mercy of the HOA. If they see it, they can, because it's in their bylaws and stuff like that, they can still fine you if for the antenna. Like I said, the ones that's hidden in the trees like that, yeah, they probably would not say much about that. But if it was truly the high antennas like that, they would definitely say something about that.
Like I said, I've never had to deal with one, and probably I never have to. It's not something I want to do.
Yeah, we've only had a few little issues with the HOA. Like when I first bought my camper, I had it in there, in the parking spot in my driveway until I could get a rented space. And I even called them and told them that. I still got a letter from the lawyer's office that I couldn't have a camper in my yard. And it was being moved out that day. And then I had some diseased trees that I took down. And then I got another letter because I did not go through the architectural committee before having the trees removed, even though they were diseased and dying from the bottom up.
Do people just sit around and look for something to make somebody else's life miserable?
Yeah, and like I said, I'm truly at the mercy because the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, and it's just like,
slice and just leave them up all year long.
Or worse yet, get one of those little green lights that just shine it straight from the my house over to hers on one of their windows. But yeah, I know because of the airline, I live real close to the airport, they would definitely have an issue with the green laser that Greenpoint are going all the time.
That might be more of an issue than just a, you know, a nuisance.
And throughout the neighborhood, I'm not sure who else she has made mad, but I've seen two or three times this year already that she's had people that had the capacity glass replacing the windows in just, you know, a couple of rooms on the front side of the house.
And breaking the glass or something?
It appears that they were, when I saw one of them, there was definitely like somebody threw a brick through the window, so that was definitely one situation that I saw. Yeah, but more likely, yeah, people were throwing stuff at the windows and breaking them.
Even more reason not to move into a neighborhood.
Or myself, if I was the president of the HOA, I would take that to heart and realize that not to be hateful like that on stuff like that. Yeah, if it's severely, you know, becoming a nuisance and stuff like that. But some things are not really worried about, should not even be worried about causing an issue over.
There's places up there that my neighbors that moved in next to me, they moved out of one of the housing developments in the area, and they said the reason they moved out is because they got fined for their kids leaving toys out in the yard overnight.
Now that's a major good grief on that one. Yeah, with the, I'm not sure how they would even go about handling this one, but in the HOA it even states that the people cannot have motorcycles. So my thought is on that one, if it's my only means of modes of transportation, I'm going to put it in my garage, and so be it.
And that's why I choose not to live in those places. But living out with property that doesn't have restrictions on it, it comes with its own set of challenges too. Like, you know, the guy that's wanting to put the rental yurts in next to me.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about that one. What I would do is see if you could hire some of the Jehovah Witness to go out there and preach to them, or sit there and any time you see them, go out there and, you know, let them do their advertisement for them.
That's my whole neighborhood, the street that I live on, in an uproar. But what's sad about it is there's a guy in between me and where that property, the guy that wants to put the yurts in, he's got a shop there, and he's got a small little junkyard. But nobody says anything about it, and he's wanting to get mad about somebody wanting to put yurts up on the other side of his property. I just don't get it.
Now that's, it's a strange world we live in. All right, Patrick, it's KO4PXB. I got to go inside and get the crumb snatcher. If you're going to be around, like I said, I'll definitely talk with you when I get her out of the daycare.
I'll be around. I'm getting ready to head up the mountain, and I'll lose the repeater. But it's good to talk to you this afternoon, and you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you and your family enjoy the time off. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Please be careful during the impending bad weather, because I know you live in the mountain area that's going to get a lot worse than we are. And please do have a great holiday. KO4PXB.
K2RCL.
KD, listen. KD, anybody on frequency? KC4SKD clear.